Al, thank you. This morning on today's Working Woman, are you on the list? Forbes magazine has released its annual power list of the most successful and influential women in the world, and here to tell us about it is Elizabeth McDonald, senior editor at Forbes magazine. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Fourth issue out, the fourth, and this year, you've got a lot of women from all over the world on the list.
That's right.
Very global.
Yeah, we have more international women than ever before. And we have a surprising number of women from the Middle East, which we'll talk about
in a minute. Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's take a look at, I mean, first of all, how do you even decide who gets to be on this list? You have Irene Rosenfield, who's the chairman of Kraft Foods, came in at number nine. She's more powerful than the Queen of England, who came in at 23.
We set up a very complicated computer algorithm. We started crunching a lot of data, putting in a lot of statistics, because we really wanted to see the influence that women around the world are wielding. Mm-hmm. And so what we are looking at are women who are at the top or near the top of companies, governments, and nonprofits around the world.
And a lot of women running companies on the list, as you mentioned. Let's take a look first, starting off at number five, speaking of that, Indria Nooyi, chief executive of PepsiCo U.S.
That's right. Indria Nooyi just added the title of chairman to her resume of the food and beverage giant, and she wields a lot of clout around the globe.
All right. And number four, Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State.
Condoleezza Rice, the first African-American woman to be U.S. Secretary of State. She dropped a little bit in the rankings as her boss's poll ratings have plummeted to what one pundit said was around the freezing level. Yeah, but she still ranks very high.
Okay. Number three, Ho Ching is the chief executive of Temasek Holdings in Singapore.
That's right.
Ho
Ching happens to be very media shy. She's also the first lady of Singapore. Temasek Holdings is a powerful investment holding company for the country of Singapore.
And number two on the list, Wu Yi, the vice premier of China.
Wu Yi, yes. And she stared down Henry Paulson recently, U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, at global economic talks, for example, in revaluing the yuan. She didn't yield a bit.
All right. And number one on the list, second year in a row, Angela Merkel, Germany.
She's the first female chancellor of Germany since Germany became a nation state in 1871. And she's becoming more comfortable with wielding her clout. Two back-to-back global summits. She set the agenda.
49 women on the list are from the United States. Oprah comes in at number 21, Nancy Pelosi at number 26, Laura Bush at 60. And take a look at this, our own Meredith Vieira at number 55.
That's right.
You go, girl. Congratulations, Meredith.
I'd like to hear more
She's a top-ranking journalist.
That's right. And we want to hear more about how Meredith is going to be using her powers this year.
Exactly. She's going to wield some power around here. One notable change, though, this year I thought was interesting. Hillary Clinton actually fell back a little bit on the list. She came in, she fell from number 18 last year to number 25. This is the year she's announcing she's running for president. How do you explain that?
The way to explain that is we have more women than ever before entering the list and getting into the top 20. So we had more women coming into the top 20. That effectively pushed Hillary back in the rankings.
One of the interesting developments, I think, here, the trends that you're seeing, a lot more women from the Middle East.
That's absolutely right. We've got 10 women from the Middle East. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about the glass ceiling, and certainly the glass ceiling is made of concrete in certain regions in the world, but the power these women are wielding is sort of making that a quickly quaint notion. A lot of women in the Middle East run conglomerates. They run banking companies. They run energy companies. And, you know, they're running, for example, Lubna Al-Qassima, Minister of the
Economy. United Arab Emirates.
That's right, United Arab Emirates.
We interviewed her while we were in Dubai.
She's an interesting woman. She's demanding more stock market reforms along Western-style reforms, for example, corporate governance and transparency.
Well, it's great to see that in that part of the world they're being represented. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
And the September 17th issue of Forbes hits newsstands today. Elizabeth McDonald, thank you again.